Hi, everybody. Here we are again, another night for the Creation Lightship Healing Program on BBS Radio. So here we are. And today's date, if you don't know it, it's September 17th, and we're in the year of 2014. So let's do a clearing here for situations, problems, irritations, maybe even pain if you have anything going on right now. So I can just clear away one energy from you. So I want you to think about the, I guess the one that comes up first, because that normally is what you're dealing with or thinking about. So you may have a lot more underneath that, but just think of what comes up, and I'll clear away the energy to bring in peace. So the energy leaves, your situation won't, unfortunately. That might be in the next show, but right now we're just going to get rid of your situation of trauma and how that trauma is affecting you. So here we go, releasing that energy. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And this is like having the bad hair day, you know. So here we go. I'll do it again for everybody. One, two, three, four, and five. And if you're already having clearings up, you already have the light beam up more than likely. And if not, bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. And we will clear away the energy that's in your room with peace energy from the light beam. So you're going to see the light beam normally change. Here we go. We're bringing the males in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. In fact, I thought what we might do is if you're handy to work with your computer, it might be a no-brainer for a lot of you. If you can bring up three light beams or maybe make them smaller so you have three on your screen, okay? Maybe in 5 minutes, if you can do that, I'll bring in the female energy and the non-gender so you can actually have three light beams with three different energies coming out of them. But it still will be peace. But you may be able to see the faces change. So if you can bring up three light beams, do so. And here we go. So we're going to energize that one again, then we'll bring our co-host on. So here we go. So one, two, yeah, it's feeling better. Three, four, and five. And it's energy is going into your room and into you to give you peace. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. So we'll see if our co-host is out there. And Ann, are you somewhere in the vicinity?
I am, Ron. Hello. Good evening to you and to everyone listening. So happy to be here. And I'm very excited about this idea of having three light beings up on my screen together and feeling the different energies. It's a wonderful opportunity you give us, Ron, to experience on all of the healings. You can choose a non-gender light being, a male light being, or a female light being. And I do feel the energies a little bit when I'm doing the healings, and it's really a wonderful thing to enjoy. But I'm not sure if I know how to get them all on one page, but I'll keep trying to do that. But thank you so much, Ron, and we'll just wait. And thank you for that opening clearing you did for us. And thank you so much for Monday's show, where you did so many sample healings. And if you happen to have missed Monday, September 15th, 2014's radio show, please go listen to it on the archive because Ron did so many samples. It was really wonderful. So maybe we could just go into some emails, Ron, maybe do one or two, and then we'll go back to charge up the light beams. How about that?
Yeah, and I just had an idea. Maybe there's somebody out there who's one of those computer whizzes, you know, that they can do this in about, you know, 10 seconds, you know, bringing the light beams up. So what I'll ask, if you're one of those people and you can maybe describe how to do each step and maybe do like bullet points, first do this, number two do that, you know, and maybe put maybe whatever it is, 6 to 10 steps, if it takes that many to do it, making it very, very simple for people. Maybe you just send it over to CLS Questions, and then if somebody else would like to know how to do that, then we could just forward over to you that information. We'll just paste the information into an email. And that way, if anybody wants to have three light beams up during the BBS program, you're going to know how to do that. So if anybody out there is really computer literate and can just, you know, tell us in the most simplest, easiest manner, so like, you know, maybe a five-year-old could do it, and they probably know more than most of us anyway now because they know how to use this stuff. But anyway, in the old days, we'll say a five-year-old. But anyway, that'd be great if you could poke us through this. It would have to be very, very simple. And just do a bullet point, you know. Step one, you do this. Step two, you do that. Step three, and have it in a bullet point so that it doesn't get lost in text. Okay, so back to you. And let's see what we have here.
Okay, Ron, great. So we'll work on that for a minute, and then we'll come back to it, and you can charge them. I guess I think it what you have to do is shrink them down. You know, like make it a smaller page. So I'm just trying that right now. No, that didn't work. Okay. So I'll go on to some emails. I really like this one. This first one I'm going to read. Dear Ron, it is great listening to this show. I go out into my life and see the truth of all you say. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for that. Wonderful.
Yeah, because we get to know that, yeah, people are clones and we know what's going on. Okay. Well, we're going to discuss timeline crashes. And we have a question about that, but I think I'll save that, and then we'll go forward into what we're going to talk about regarding timeline crashes. But here's another interesting testimonial. Dear Ron, oh, yeah, I ran my entity clearing 3 times a day for 3 weeks. I haven't smoked marijuana. I feel so much more of my spirit coming in and feel peaceful. Thanks, Ron.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful. If we were a Christian church, I know they have those signs up, you know. I think the Pentecostals have it, you know. We saved so many souls today, you know.
Well, would you say that means this person had an entity that was causing them to want to smoke in the first place?
Probably came through, I would say, yeah, probably had a lot of them. Remember, whatever you have, and we'll just call that an addiction, you know, so as you're doing something that you may not want to do, you do have these entities coming in to use your body to have that experience. Doesn't matter what it is. You know, he's talking about smoking, and it could be just smoking cigarettes or, you know, maybe you have an addiction, you know, to where you need to pop a sugar cube in your mouth every hour, you know, because you like doing that, you know, or whatever. Well, entities come in because they know about that, maybe in their past life of living in this lifetime or in the past, and they want to have that experience, have that fun, whatever it would be. So that's what entities do. They come in for the joyride to experience what they're used to experiencing. Then they can take control of you, your vehicle, the steering wheel, we'll say, of your car, which would be you. And then all of a sudden, now you're on a ride going to wherever, which way they want to go to. And then if you have consequences, and or maybe even an accident or something, then they leave. They don't want to. They're not responsible. Why would they want to be, you know, with you when you're dealing with a situation that you can't keep their addiction going, okay? So naturally, they're going to find somebody else because they like that addiction. And, you know, and then you're left holding the bag, being dealing with consequences that they made your body do. Now, since your body is responsible for its actions, got to remember that. Your body is responsible for what happens here because people see you. And so because of that, now you're guilty or whatever, or you did something, and now you're accountable and you have to make amends for what happened because some entity took you over. That's kind of what I'm saying in a nutshell. You know, you always hear people say, you know, I didn't do that, you know, I didn't know I did that. I would never do that, and yet they did it. And that's what happened. So entities do that. So if you're one of those people in the past, maybe you went to a bar and you got too much to drink, and you, and maybe men or women got up on the table and started taking your clothes off, you know, dancing, and then you got thrown in jail, and you wondered why you got in there, and they go, I didn't do that. They go, well, we got your picture of you out there, you know, hanging out. And so, you know, you didn't do it. The entity did. And you lost your consciousness. So that's how you have to look at this here, is you need to be home. And there are things that people can take internally that will take them out of their body, and other things can come in much more easily. So you just need to be aware of that, and you need to be aware of, you know, who is in control of your body. Like even in this particular moment or an hour ago, what was in you? And did it come in to express its terror on somebody or anger, or did it, you know, want to be very nice to somebody? It's all the same, you know. Maybe it wasn't you. So the whole thing is, you know, what happened? Maybe you had an entity come in. Maybe you're walking down the street and you saw a homeless person and you felt very sorry for them, not knowing their situation, but they looked homeless to you. You didn't want to be homeless yourself ever. And so you got out your billfold and you gave them all the money in your wallet, okay? And they were tickled pink and happy and said all the God bless you stuff to you. And you walked off, and then an hour later you go, well, wait a minute, I just spent my rent money. I gave it away, and the guy's gone, you know, or the gal's gone. And you go, why did I do that? Well, maybe they had entities around them that wanted to come into people as you got into their presence. They hopped into you. In a sense, they could have put a spell on you. Entities came in and told you to give that person all of your money, and you did that knowingly, and you felt wonderful because the entity had a great surprise for you and made you feel happy and good, and what a wonderful thing you did to help somebody. And then you wake up and you go, wait, what did I do? You know? So, you know, kind of look at that. I'm not trying to pick on homeless people, but that's just an idea of giving away your money to somebody, okay? So, but anyway, I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Terrific. Okay, thank you so much. Could we possibly do a quick sample of the entity clearing in case people have entities around them right now?
Well, I'll pick your favorite, and so we'll just freeze time so they don't run off here because they don't want to be, you know, getting taken out of your body and being returned back to the earth. They might like that, but they don't know, you know, they're having a joyride, so why would they want to lose that, you know? It'd be kind of like you wanted to go to your favorite amusement park when you're younger, you know, and we'll just use the word Disneyland, going to Disneyland, you know, that was a big thrill for most people. So you go to Disneyland, and, you know, that's what the entities are doing. They're playing, having a lot of fun and enjoyment and stuff, and they really want to leave. Would you want to be in Disneyland and then somebody comes by and says, oh, only been here for 10 minutes, you got to get out of here. And you go, oh, no, I want to be here for 10 hours, you know. So that's kind of how you have to look at it. So here we go. We're going to take away the entity that caused you the most problem today. Maybe you went into a grocery store and the entity made stuff fall off the shelf in front of you and you bought it, didn't know why, or you thought, oh, this is a, you know, my guidance is telling me to buy these hot peppers or something, you know, and you don't like hot peppers. And you go, why do I have these things? Or maybe you went into some place and, you know, maybe the entity wanted you to lose your wallet or something or whatever, you know, so they do that. Or you know, like I said, give away money or lose something or change your conscience so you've got to pick up your credit card off the counter or something, and now you're in distress. So let's get rid of that entity that caused you grief today. So here we go. If you have anything, think of it now. I'm going to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I guess the other word, you know, for entities, you could call them like these invisible jokesters that want to play tricks on you. And maybe you play tricks on other people with this thing in your body, but it's there. It's having fun. You have to look at it, what it's doing. It's going into all these different people and having fun in their experience, making it their own, and then they leave. I mean, what a place to be, not having any responsibility and getting everything they want to have. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. Okay, it seems like some people have their three light beings up. Let me just go back to the chat here. Okay. Someone put instructions on how to do it. Um, trying to see how to say it simply. You have to do the minimize and then click and drag the tab into a different window. And someone said, I just copied the light beam and pasted it into Microsoft Word and repeated the process till I had three light beams. So that's a different way to do it.
That sounds pretty simple.
Yeah, right. I get what they're saying. Click and drag at the tab outside of the window. So it's separate from the original one and get it up. And a few people are saying they have them up. So do you think we've given people enough time, Ron?
Okay, so we're going to do the charging. We'll move the light beam to the left, and we'll have the left one be the male. So here we go. That'll be the original one, but we'll charge it up really good here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's your left light beam. Now we'll do the one in the center. So we'll do that one as non-gender. Here we go. So give him some energy here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And now the one on your right, unless they're up and down, you see, but the one on your right, typically the monitors go from left to right. So the one on your right will be the female. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now, if you happen to have the light beams on top of each other, then the first one on the top would be the male. Okay, so we'll see what kind of comments we get. And the energy should be the same piece of energy coming out with maybe just a slight, maybe a couple percent difference, like the flavor of a little different, okay? But it's still going to give you the peace energy. So it should really be all the same, but they somehow change a little bit to accommodate a little bit of the personality of you as they're transmitting the energy to them. For myself, I don't sense much of a difference when I see them. But here we go. Back to you, Ann.
Wow, Ron, that was really terrific. Thank you so much. That was a lovely experience. And I just want to tell people, in case we have a new listener, I don't think we've mentioned your website tonight. First of all, it's creationlightship.com. If you'd like to learn more about Ron and learn about the healings, there's a lot to learn on there, and there are many, many free healings. But something we don't talk about too often is that you can purchase for $10 a picture of the light being, and also some other ascended masters that are on Creation Lightship now. And have that in your home. And it's wonderful. Ron charges it with the lightship energy once you've received it. And it'll make your house just feel very, very peaceful. And it might even help get rid of a few nasty bugaboos that might come into your home. Right, Ron?
Yeah, it's possible.
they don't want to be around the light being.
A long time ago, a lady had problems with abductions and stuff. So she got light beams and put them up around the bed of her children. And it seemed to help a lot. So I think she had four in the room of her children. So anyway, that's what she was doing. And, you know, I guess it worked out pretty well. Since the children were able to have a little more peace. And this is probably like maybe 8 years ago or something. And then other people have also done that, put the light beam in their car and, you know, in the different rooms. And it really makes a big difference. You know, just think of what you have now, you know, as far as at least one light beam up in your room, and that's on your monitor screen. And walk out of your room and see how the energy is, okay? And then walk into the room that you're in now, and you're going to notice that it's different. It's a peaceful energy. And that's because it's doing that. So, anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I have my bedroom free of all electronics, but I've often thought of bringing my laptop in at night and having the light being up in the bedroom while I sleep. But I have the picture, so I don't know if it's necessary to do that. I have kind of a small place, and the light being's always up. you know, in the right. main part.
Yeah, you might just try it if you have a laptop and change it to see what happens.
Right.
Or maybe put it in your hallway, you know, and just see if right. that is a little different. It would be good for everybody to do a test to see.
Right. Okay, thank you, Ron. On Saturday nights on the BBS radio show, Ron takes us on a trip to Creation Lightship, which is a wonderful experience. So if you can possibly listen to the Saturday night show, it's at 7 p.m., same time as tonight's show, Pacific time, and it's really worth it. And last Saturday, as usual, was a wonderful visit there. And I just wanted to read a comment that someone put on the fast chat, Ron, that we didn't get to. You brought in the copper energy, which was different. And this listener said, copper energy was cool. That was a first for me. And also, I love the purple gel hot tub.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I think both of those were new things that you did on Saturday night. So people enjoyed that, Ron.
Wonderful.
Okay, so now let me just check the fast chat first, and then we'll move on to talking about timeline crashes. And a listener wrote in an interesting question. I have a question about timelines. I would like to know if Jesus was aware of alien timelines. Was Jesus doing timeline crashes 2,000 years ago? Thanks.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Aware of aliens, yes. Aware of timelines, I would say yes, definitely. Aware of or doing timeline crashes, I would say probably not. What I believe, as I look at going back, bringing people into the now, is what he was doing. So if they were on timelines, they were in the now, okay? So his force field would bring people automatically into the now. Now, how far out that force field would go would probably be, I would say, probably be determined by the people that were around him, okay? So there we go. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, that's great, Ron. So I'd love for us to talk about timeline crashes and how they help our life. And I thought maybe while you're in the thinking about Jesus, and maybe you can think about the origination of the timeline crashes and how you came up with that to do it and how it can change our lives and help us. The real basics about is if you're talking to people who maybe just came on the show today for the first time.
Well, I started doing the timeline crashes and the gray skies about the same time, I believe. But the timeline crashes, I started doing those back in New York, I believe, in October, probably 3 or 4 years ago. And had a lot of strange things happening. Sirens would show up out of nowhere, although they do show up, you know, quite often in New York, but this was really synchronistic. And then the clouds would change, turn into like floating ice cubes up there, or shards of glass, we'll say. And normally they were kind of like a squarish type of shape, like somebody took it and got a knife, you know, and cut them vertically and horizontally, and they're kind of like just sitting up there, not connected. So the timelines are what you're living on, and that's the hologram of the alien-controlled reality that you probably know nothing about. Although you do have glimpses of that, and it comes to you like in deja vu and in your dreams. So you do know about it, but you don't really associate it with a timeline. And so the aliens, when you are abducted onto these timelines, and how many they put you on, that's hard to say. Like I said, some people have done in the past on other shows maybe a couple of thousand timeline crashes to get rid of their situation because they were being used a lot and getting a lot of energy from, you know, the aliens are getting that off of those timelines. So it all depends how emotional you are, too. If you weren't emotional, they wouldn't typically want you because they can't use your energy if you're not emotional. So when you're emotional, they'll start sucking it right off of you. So if you're peaceful, then you're not on a timeline because you're not thinking. Remember, you're not, it's really hard to be in peace when you're thinking. Because when you're thinking, you're automatically thinking of a timeline or another experience. And the thinking process typically is bringing forth all of your data that you collected in this lifetime, all your information that you have learned, and then you're going to be taking that information, gathering it up, and analyzing what you plan to do with your thought that you're having. And automatically it brings in all those other timelines. So, you know, what to do, what not to do, and how to make it work right, and anything like that. So you could have, you know, a whole slew of timelines just by thinking of how to do one thing. And a lot of it could be even be automatic for you. But you're out on timelines, and the timelines are your parallel lives. So parallel life and a timeline is the same. And also, parallel lives go into past lives, which could be this lifetime or your genetic past going back to who knows when. And it can also include your future. We don't really talk about your future timelines that much, but they are created. But we try to stay in the now because your future is like your hopes and dreams, where your past and past lives and past timelines are what you've experienced. There's a lot more energy on the past because you already have that created, where the future only gets created, I'm probably 99% correct here, your future is only created by your hopes and your dreams wanting something better than what you have now because you don't like where you are. But normally your past is dragging you down. So the timelines you can get off of, and the timelines can cause you physical pain and trauma, bring forth energies over and over and over again to you. And you don't want to be on them. You want to be in the now. Plus, if you're not in the now, you're not using your spirit energy, source energy, to help you out. So you may say, well, when am I ever in source energy, you know, with your spirit? Well, yeah, you are when you're being creative. So whatever you're doing, and you seem to notice that time has stopped for a short amount of time or even the whole day. Maybe you're out doing something. Maybe you're out hiking in the woods, you know. And you're not being aware of your watch on your arm if you have one, and you're just walking around looking at things. Well, you're probably going to be in the now doing that. Now, if you're worrying about something as you're looking, forget it. You're not going to really see what you're looking at, and you're going to be thinking about another situation. But normally when you're just being peaceful, which is what source energy is, being in peace, then when you're peaceful and your mind sort of stops and that's it, then you're enjoying source energy with your spirit. That's the way it's supposed to be. So anything else I can add there, Ann, or you think you want to bring up? Does that answer the question for the newbies?
Yeah, that was wonderful, Ron. I wanted to add that you have given us a wonderful gift of the command of I command to be only on the CLS, that's for Creation Lightship, now timeline of light, and that any and all other timelines be crashed immediately. And you've said that you may not crash all the timelines by saying that, but you will get out of some of them. And if you do it a lot, and I've made that part of my practice now, when I command my spirit to be in my body, my thoughts, and my heart center, everything that I do, increase my life force energy, I command my spirit to connect to the mind and my body, and then I always say I command to be on the CLS now timeline of light.
Very good. Yep.
And that's true, that we will get rid of a few timelines. Like, I do it immediately when I wake up in the morning in case I've had any dreams or anything, and I always feel better.
Yeah, I'd say if you're listening, if you haven't done this, you may want to try this. Is, you know, when you get up out of bed, maybe for your first few steps, you know, you're probably in your bedroom. You might have a bathroom associated with that. Normally you do that first, typically. I don't know, but we'll just say you do, you know. But, you know, put a sign up, 8.5 by 11. You know, what timeline am I on, okay? So all of a sudden you look at it and you go, ah, am I in the now or am I still in la-la land from my dreaming and sleeping and stuff? So you want to get back into the now timeline. So put that up to cure yourself, you know, maybe put on your refrigerator, you know, and just kind of note, you know, where are you? Remember, when you're not in the now timeline, then that's where you're dealing with situations and consequences, because that's the dark side energy of mass consciousness. You know, that's the, in a sense, the oneness energy that people talk about, because you're in oneness with the darkness timelines and darkness creations. And so, remember, there's no such thing as oneness. You know, source energy is not oneness. Everything is separate. Okay? The only thing that could be considered as oneness would be that you're all in peace. But as far as joining and thinking that you're going to be just like a leaf or a snail or a slug or an ant or some other person being in oneness because you think you're in source energy, no, that's not correct. That's why everything is separated. And you're not supposed to be anything else but what you are at each individual creation of who and what you are. So there's no such thing as oneness. That's the dark side trick that they tell people to get into to dilute yourself out and to bring in energetic cords and other things to you. The last thing you want to be is in oneness. So that's the collective consciousness, which is oneness connected to you. And there's no such thing as like a mass mind. The aliens have that. The Greys have that, for instance, and many other ones. One has a thought, they all have it. Well, that's because they're tied into the darkness energies. With source energy, no thoughts are connected. It doesn't work that way, because source energy doesn't judge anything. So why would you want to be, say, a Grey, right, an alien Grey, and one Grey gets a thought and then you all have it? Why would you want to be involved with that, with all that energetic cordings of mind energy? Just think about that. Well, that's their system. And other aliens probably also have it. So that's pretty detrimental, because that means that you're being controlled by other people's thoughts. So back to you, Anne.
Well, thank you, Ron, for talking about that, because I know from my own past that a lot of people have been taught that that's, you know, a good thing. We're all the same. We're all one here. There's only one of us here. We're all, you know, together in the oneness. So I'm sure that it's helpful to many people listening to have that clarified again for them. So thank you. Is it possible to do a timeline crash? I was thinking of maybe for people, I don't know, what could you sample timeline crash for us, Ron? Anything?
Well, just think of what you think you're in oneness of, you know?
Oh, that's a good one.
So oneness could sort of kind of slip over into being maybe empathic, you know? You know, just think maybe you're an animal lover, you know? And, you know, you go maybe once a week to check out the Humane Society, you know, or whatever, the dogs, you know, dog shelter or whatever, and you always go there, and then you feel sorry for all the dogs. Well, you're kind of putting yourself into, and I'm not saying this is bad, okay, but you're putting yourself into the dog mentality of being prisoners in you know, this center, you know, and you may go in there and, you know, feel great because you're petting the puppies and the dogs and sending them energy, and you love that and like petting them, and then you leave and you feel sadness because you're picking on their energy as an empath, okay? So you're actually in oneness with that energy. And you really don't want to do that. So I might be stepping on some toes here, hopefully not, because you want to just be in neutral. So here we go. So if that happens to you and you feel yourself being kind of like, you know, drug into something, and it may not even be that situation, but you go somewhere and you come home and you feel, oh, I just don't feel that great anymore, and I felt great before I went in to the store or whatever. Well, you're now getting into oneness with that energy there. So here we go, releasing that from you on a timeline. So, and remember, the aliens will bring you all those timelines, whatever that is, because they're getting energy from you on it. So, one, releasing it. Two, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's one time release, one time line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 4. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 5 timelines that you're disconnected from. Now, you may not have an instant result from this, because it could take 5 minutes to an hour to have that timeline crash. So I want to continue on, if I can, with that animal shelter scenario. So what do you do when you really love animals and you go in there, okay? I would think if you could get into the now timeline, okay, and radiate peace, because peace heals tremendously, more than emotions will. If you see an animal and you're crying because maybe they're hurt and injured, bring in peace. Peace will heal, okay? So that's how you want to turn it around. And then when you're in peace, you're not going to collect anything, because source energy, being peace, doesn't grab on to any other energies around there. Peace is peace. It's sacred. So that's what I would say. Drop into your heart, do the mind-to-heart drop, and radiate peace. And give those animals that are there peace, including the people that work there. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And that is a wonderful example for you to use, because it's an area where it's easy to become emotional, because there's a lot of mistreatments of animals on this planet. And it's very sad, and I'm sure people go in and think, oh, I wish I could adopt 10 dogs and 10 cats, and, you know, you just can't, and it seems like hopeless. So I think that was a really good one to use as an example.
Yeah, and also, I cannot do any healing whatsoever when I'm in emotions. There is absolutely no way I can do a healing, because you have to be in peace to run the energy. Otherwise, you can be running psychic attack energies and judgments and everything else. So that's why if you hear most of the shows when I'm doing a healing, I might chuckle afterwards or something once in a while. But, you know, I'm normally, you know, I'm in the moment, and all that I'm talking about is what I'm doing. So, but you can't do any kind of healing when you're in emotions, because then you're sending that person or people emotional energy. And that's psychic attack energy. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Okay, we have a couple of more questions about timelines, so we'll keep going. Ron, I crashed all timelines where my husband was not with me. Now all my dreams have my husband in them. How can I crash all timelines, in parentheses, dreams, that he is in, and still have him in the now timeline with me?
Boy. It's, I don't know how to answer that one. I'm trying to figure that one out. You shouldn't be having dreams, number one. So that means that the energy that you're crashing is trying to recreate another energy on timelines of you being with that person. Does that make sense to you, Ann?
Yes. Yeah.
So I would just continue crashing the timelines.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be on a timeline with or without your husband. Or, any, you know, if it's a dream, it's a parallel life and a timeline, and it's not a good thing.
No.
So that you want to get rid of, no matter what it is and who's in it with you.
Yep, that's correct. So the more you do, the more you're going to get yourself freed up. Like I said, eventually, if you can get rid of all the timelines that are controlling you, and they're only doing so because of your emotions, and or even physical pain, once you start crashing those timelines, then your emotions will start to leave you a little bit. And so it kind of is, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg, you know? Did the emotions bring the timelines to you? Yes, they did. So if you get rid of the timelines, will you lose your emotions? You may do that, because the emotions from those timelines are copy and pasted on you. So, you know, both will work. You know, there's two, both ways are the way to enter that, but you need to get rid of your emotional energies first of all, so you're not recreating thousands of timelines that you know nothing about. So you want to be neutral and get rid of the emotions so you can become neutral and be in peace. And then you have free choice to choose after that. If you want to bring in emotions after, that's fine if you want to recreate an emotion to have another experience, because then they'll see you have an experience and come flying over to you to see if they can grab you now and abduct you onto these timelines over again. But, you know, you're always a free choice. But the first thing is get rid of your emotions, do the emotional clearing, and then see what else comes up and maybe clear up a few other things. You know, the human race here has been inundated with energies that, are controlling you. So you have to get rid of what's controlling you. And then you start having more peace, and those timelines will start to leave you. And then crash the ones that are coming into your life. So that's what you want to do. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you very much. One listener is going to make it, you mentioned teaching about people how to do the healings. I've been planning to make an instructional video on how to do a timeline crash, and when this listener is done, he's going to forward it to you, Ron. So thank you, listener, for
wonderful.
That. Yes,
great.
I'm used to the timeline crashes now and all the healings on the website, but I totally understand that sometimes it can seem a little overwhelming and confusing, so that's really nice. And I know that this listener has been doing the healings for a long time and really knows what he's doing, so that'll be really terrific. Thank you. Okay, here's kind of related. You know, parallel lives are related to the timeline crashes, right, Ron?
That is correct, yes. Uh-huh.
So
it could be one and the same.
Right. So there is a parallel lives clearing on your website, and the listener is asking, can we place in the parallel lives clearing, clear all parallel lives from everywhere? Will that work?
No, I wish it would. But you need to get a situation to focus on, okay, because you need to focus on a condition, a situation. Because as you enter something into that box, the light beings need to know what your situation is. So the word all is meaningless to the light beings because they see you as being perfect. So what you're actually doing is you're judging yourself because you know you have something going on that you don't like or you want to get rid of, okay? And so at that point, you want to become neutral with it. So, you know, that way you're not a slave to that. So let's look at it another way. Let's say that you have too much money. And so you want to go in there and you keep getting these $100 bills coming in your mailbox and you got five rooms filled of them and they keep coming and you go, man, I don't know what I'm doing for this. I'm on this timeline of money and wealth and I just got too much of it. So most of you are probably going, well, I wish that was me, you know. So on the timeline crash, what you'd put in there is probably that you would like to be able to control your flow of money, okay, or something like that, because you want to change that. And also do, a psychic billboard on that. So all of a sudden you're getting off of that timeline of being abused by money, which is what the situation would be, I guess, being traumatized and abused, and you want to get off of that timeline, and then you're free to choose again, okay? So you're stuck in a condition to what you don't want to be in. And then you can choose what you want to do over again and get off of the original timelines that are causing you all these problems. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Thank you. Yes, it would be nice to be able to say, clean all this up, light being, but we have to be specific and connect to know ourselves and then be able to articulate it to the light beings. Here we have an email that's a request about timelines, Ron. Hi, Ron. Can timelines be unlimited?
Well, timelines do go on forever. So for that aspect, they are sort of unlimited to you as they go and connect to you. So they can go out into the beyondo, and you don't know where they go to. They can have tangent timelines where another race could see you having a situation, and then they can change that situation and continue on with the timeline. So let's just say that you're having an experience in a grocery store and you had to drive your car there, and that experience recycles, we'll say, once a week to maybe somebody banging you with a shopping cart once a week. So you're on that grocery store timeline with the shopping cart person hitting you. It's a different person each time. And then you get into your car, and then you drive home. Well, maybe in the process of that hologram being shown to the aliens of you driving to your house, maybe you ran a red light or something, and they go, ah, that's not good for that person, because now what we can do is now copy and paste as they ran that red light, as it's being experienced over and over and over again, we're going to have a car hit them. So that's a tangent timeline, going on with you that they're now creating from an experience that they saw happening. So they'll just take that timeline and fabricate another one off of it. So that's kind of what can go on. And then another race could see that and go, oh, they only got their door dinged up. What we're going to do now is take that one over and have the person get a broken leg. And that's kind of how the timelines work. So you need to look at the timelines and go from there and see what your situation and condition is and how bad it's affecting you. And look at the whole situation. What brought you into that timeline? You know, did somebody do that to you? Do you have a handler here, a physical person, or maybe even a dog or cat that is bringing you into a timeline for you to experience that, okay? So, you know, stuff happens, but what happened before that to get you into that situation? So you need to look at that also, because that's still another timeline, and maybe your situation is a tangent one from some other one to get rid of what you're dealing with now, and maybe you're still on the other timeline, not even realizing it, because you went, wow, I got rid of that. Oh, that's great. You know, spilling coffee on my lap once a week, you know, burning myself. I'm off that timeline now. This is wonderful. But, what else is there? So kind of be, observant of your life and seeing what you're doing and how things are affecting you. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Wow, this was so much wonderful information tonight. Could you just take another moment and explain how the space-time crash can help us? It is something that comes when, if you purchase a timeline crash, which by the way is $20 for a week, you get a space-time crash with that you do after you've run some of your timelines. So can you just talk about that, Ron, before we go?
Yeah, so on a timeline, you're out there somewhere in the beyondo on a hologram, and this is a fabrication of what you have here normally, so it's just a repeated event over and over and over again. So you're normally brought back here when you get rid of that timeline. But sometimes, maybe let's just say 10% of the time, you didn't find your way back here. Something went wrong, we'll say. The aliens did something to you, so you wouldn't come back. So now you're out there floating in space. And what can happen when you're floating in space out there? Can you be grabbed by some other alien and being used for their pet or something? You know, you don't want that. You want to, come back here. So typically, maybe 10% of the time, maybe even less, you could be lost in space. Like the song, "A Whole Generation Lost in Space." You know, and so you could be one of those lost in space people. And all of a sudden, in fact, if you felt your life changing sometime in your life and you felt kind of weird, it might be hard to go back that far, but you may have and know something. You go, man, I was doing great, and something happened, and I just kind of lost my thoughts, and I don't know what went on. Well, maybe you got lost in space. maybe you're still out there. So I'll do a timeline crash for you on that. So that thing, that timeline crash for the space clearing, space timeline crash, brings you back here as you're out there floating around someplace, not knowing where the heck you are. And that can be very traumatic for you if your body's out there and your spirit, you know? You know, like the movie, what was it, 2001 Space Odyssey a long time ago, and held a computer, cut the cord, the lifeline or whatever, you know, and the guy's out there now floating in space. Hello, you know? So here we go. So think of a time in your life, and it could have been, even been today, when somehow you felt an altered personality, a big change, and you just couldn't get back together again to where you were before, like you lost something. And maybe you're out there with all that information. So here we go, going to bring you back. So this is a space-time crash. And you can do it if you want without doing the timeline crash, too. You know, if you got, maybe you said, geez, I had 2 months of hell in my life, and I don't know what the heck happened. Well, do the space-time crash on it. So here we go. So bringing you back, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now notice you have to think of that situation. I just can't do a clearing unless you have, you know, a situation or a cause for me to help you. So here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so like we mentioned before, we don't always mention this, but these clearings are worth 3 times for you. So for all the histories of all the shows that I've done, if I do a particular clearing for you, that clearing will work 3 times. So if I do an emotional clearing, it'll work 3 times. A pain body, it'll work 3 times. So after that, you're just going to feel the energy, but you will not have a healing from it. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, that's really terrific. And I feel like our we're getting close to the end of our show already, but I feel like it wouldn't be complete with all the timeline crashing discussions we've been having if we didn't also go over the finger exercise again to help people test where they are, to be sure they're on the CLS Now timeline of light, or to know whether they're in the past or the future. So can you tell us again that neat trick that you taught us?
Yeah, so the CLS timeline of light just means that you're in the now, okay? I brought that up because in 2012 we had all these abductions happening at the end of the year there, the major abduction of the planet of people, the main harvest, okay? And so when people went into 2013, all of a sudden I said get on the CLS timeline in December before that event, so you're not being taken sideways by the brand new energy of 2013, a brand new set of timelines, okay? Because the whole thing ended. So when 2013 happened, all of a sudden it was a brand new alien playground here, okay? But you still want to get on source energy, which was here then and now at the same, you know, same time. It's still here. So that's why we use that term. So here we go. Finger exercise. So this you do, just have your body do this for you. You don't even want to think. You just take your index finger, if you like, either hand, point it up and stick your hand out just kind of in front of you, maybe a foot or so in front of your face, and just see where the finger stops at. And that's what you're doing. You're telling your body that you want to figure this out. And just move your finger and voila, it stops and is it directly in front of you. If it is, that's where it's supposed to be. If it's to the left, you know, half an inch or an inch or so, then that means that you're in the past. If your finger is to the right of you, then you're in the future. Either place is bad because you're not in the now. So when you're in the past or in the future, then you're in the alien timelines. You're in parallel lives, both ends of those scales, okay, both sides, which means you're not in source energy. So you want to be in the now. That's the difference. You want to be in the now of your spirit energy, which is from source energy, which is source energy. So back to you, Ann, and just check it. And if you're off on the left side, then move your finger over slowly, and you might even feel the ripples and waves, and maybe your body, if it's real sensitive, might even get chills as you're moving the timeline, moving yourself out of the timelines into the now. So in the now, it's very hard to be out on timelines, okay? Because you're in the now, a source energy. The source energy cannot be contaminated. But when you get off into timelines, either the past or the future, then automatically you can be abducted and be put into timelines and replicated and have situations fall upon you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Unfortunately, it's time to say goodnight. Our next BBS radio show is Friday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Sunday is the 8-hour healing call on Creation Lightship. There's more information about that on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And maybe we could just do a real quick mind-to-heart drop, Ron, and then say goodnight.
Yep, and tomorrow we have our conference call, 5:30 Pacific, for getting rid of alien replicas of you in your body, causing you problems. Remember, you're switched out every 10 minutes. You're a different you. So here we go. That's a whole new show. So I'm going to do the mind-to-heart drop. So commanding your spirit to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. This is how you can get into peace instantly, to become peaceful, and to be in the now. So here we go. Dropping down like an elevator, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. That's all that it takes, 15, 20 seconds. You're in the moment, and the thoughts go away because you don't live there any longer, and you're at peace. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, listeners, and thank you, everybody, especially the ones that are going to be helping out with other people with the light beam and the person who is going to put up a video. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.